Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Built Four Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, yes, a feel-good Friday. And Thursday, there was a lot of killing going on. Boomer, the Mets killed the Braves. The Flyers killed the Rangers. The Knicks killed the Celtics. The Islanders, they end up killing in overtime. The Canadiens, Hideki Matsuyama, killed my chances of winning any Masters pool with a +4. And cancer killed O.J., and we know that O.J. killed two people. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, okay. Well put there. Good morning, G. I'm not very happy with the Rangers' performance last night, man.
Happy with the Knicks.
Well, I am happy with the Knicks, but the Knicks were playing against a team that really didn't play anybody, but they did what they were supposed to do, and they still have a chance at the number two seed, albeit I think it's going to be a long shot. They got to win the rest of their games, and Milwaukee's got to lose their games.
And I don't know if I want them to have the two seed, because then that means that they have a chance to play either the Miami Heat or the Philadelphia 76ers, two teams that probably should not be in the play-in series. I'd much rather have that 3-6 Indiana Pacers first-round matchup and hopefully make quick work of them and then be able to move on to one of the tougher teams in the second round. That would be a really annoying ending to me if they ended up with one of those two teams in the first round. Not that I'm scared of anybody, but I'd much rather have the Pacers than either the 76ers or the Heat.
You know, I've been talking to you about the Rangers. They've had a great season. It's been very, very enjoyable. They had a horrendous first period against the Islanders, and then they had a horrendous three periods last night against the Flyers, and they were flat, and it was a dud. And tomorrow's game against the Islanders is huge. There is a very good chance that we could get a 2-3 Rangers-Islanders matchup in the first round of the playoffs if the Rangers lose this game tomorrow. Carolina's on a 3-game winning streak. They have 3 games on the road. They have played very, very good hockey the last 3 games. Typical Hurricane hockey. If they win all 3 of their games and the Rangers lose one of their last 2 games, that means the Rangers will drop to number 2 in the Metro, which would be, it's amazing. That would be considered, considered a collapse, but.
Collapse?
Yeah, it'd be a collapse. And I'll tell you why it's
collapse. Is when you miss the playoffs, you know, like the Mets did.
And Henrik Lundqvist said this last week or 2 weeks ago, I forget what it was. It was one of the national games, and he was talking about going into the playoffs, and he was saying, you know, you just want to be playing your best hockey going into the playoffs. And right now, the Rangers are not playing their best hockey. They are having a hell of a time scoring goals 5-on-5. Their bottom six is a little bit of a mishmash, and they're not really sure what to do with those guys all of a sudden. And this is what happens in these seasons. And you would hate for the Rangers to go all the way through the season as played as well as they have had played, now to going into the playoffs, you know, on a downward spiral. And unless they get their collective heads out of their you-know-what.
Asses.
Yes, and, you know, their captain starts leading them as opposed to turning the ball puck over. And his partner, Keandre Miller, starts playing the way that we all know that he can play. And the defense starts tightening up. And the other guys start scoring goals 5-on-5 and as opposed to whining about, you know, getting more penalty, you know, power play time. We could have a Rangers Islanders first series playoff, and that would be unbelievable. That would be amazing. I'm not against it. I would have loved to seen a 1-8 matchup as opposed to a 2-3 matchup. But at the end of the day, tomorrow's game at Madison Square Garden is not about retribution. It's not about that. It's about winning the game and getting the 2 points, and then beating Ottawa in the last game and getting another 2 points, because I'm assuming that, and this is, I'm just saying, I got to take care of my own business. I control my own destiny. I also know that the Hurricanes have been playing very, very well, and if they end up winning their last three and the Rangers lose one of their last two, there's a very good chance we're going to have Islanders-Rangers first round.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Rangers will hang on. I think the Islanders are going to have that tough matchup. Well, either way, it's going to be tough. Let's face it, two of the better teams in the regular season this year, but they're going to have that matchup with the Hurricanes 2-3. I think that you will still get, you will still win the division, number one in the Metro. I still think that will happen, and I'm not just pandering to you. I just don't, see how this team that's been so good all of a sudden is just not going to win a game the rest of the way, and the Hurricanes will. It just won't, it's not going to pan out that way.
I know how we all felt after the Tuesday night game out there at UBS. And like I'm saying, right now, it is not about any sort of revenge or retribution on what we believe is a bad hit or cheap
shot.
Tell
your coach that.
Well, but here's the deal. It's about winning the game, winning the 2 points, getting the number one seed, and hopefully having home field advantage for at least the first three series of the playoffs, assuming that you can make it through three series of the playoffs. So this team, it's unfortunate that they have played the way they have played. And this thing last night against the Flyers was a disgrace, because the Flyers came in on like an 8-game losing streak, or a 6-0-2 or 0-6-2 losing streak. And, you know, to let the Flyers beat them 4-1 in Madison Square Garden like that was a disgrace.
May I remind May I remind you, we're kicking off a feel-good Friday today, and we've got lots of reasons to feel good.
Listen,
and
you are focusing on pissed off.
The negative here.
You lost the two of your rivals, and this is why the NHL does this. You know, you want your rivals playing late in the season for situations just like this. And you know what I saw last night was a hockey team that, when it's playing its best, it's as good as anybody in the league. But when it's a hockey team that's disjointed all over the place, can't get any sort of offensive pressure going, especially in a third period when you're down 3-1 and you give up an easy fourth goal, I mean, it's pathetic. So that's the team that I saw last year that lost to the Devils in the playoffs. I do not want to see that team.
Yeah, of course not. That would be and not the team that started off that series against the Devils, the team that ended up losing.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They flipped on a switch last year. So, but hey, you are still in the driver's seat. You can control your own destiny, as they say. So you put on your Rangers 3/4 zip this morning. Have faith.
I mean, have faith.
All the time you tell me with my teams, have faith, don't give up, don't get so upset.
Especially with the Flyers, the Flyers gave up 9 goals in their previous game to the Canadians.
Well,
I'm like, what the F are you doing? Get your heads out of your asses and start playing. Well, so that's how I feel about it. So I'm not, I don't want to ruin a feel good Friday. It is a feel good Friday. I am all over the feel good Friday. You know, maybe I'm just a little annoyed, and I'll get through it the first half hour here. Let me get it off my chest. I got it off my chest. And, you know, I thought yesterday was going to be like one of the great days in New York sports because of what the Mets did to the Braves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bitch slap in your own building.
That was great. I mean, it never happens. So regardless of the circumstances, when it does happen, it's just amazing and you have to savor it. So I'm not going to use any of that. Hey, it's early in the season, or there's still two games under 500. There's no cold water that can be thrown on a Braves beatdown in that building or in their home building. Obviously, it's been years and years and years since they've gone now to Truist after Turner Field. It's just been a nightmare for the New York Mets. So to see this and have a rocking chair victory.
And it's two Atlanta. Back to back series wins after they left the negativity of New York.
Very, very true.
I was telling you, they needed to get away from here, and they got away from here, and they played some good baseball, and they won 4 out of 6 games. That they needed that. They needed that in the worst way.
Yes. So that was a great one. And I don't minimize, like, I feel like you were poo pooing the Knicks last night. I mean, it's not like the Celtics sat all their guys. I mean, they started their guys. They played. They got minutes. They just pulled them out essentially in the third quarter because the Knicks were blowing them out. So,
I think everybody up there in Boston is like, we just don't want to get hurt. Got the number one seed. We got it all locked up. We're 15 games ahead of everybody. So, I mean, and the Knicks are still fighting for the number two seed. So, and Jalen Brunson almost had another 40-point game.
Yeah, 39, of course, last night. I don't know. If you're the Celtics, you've had the season that you've had, and you know the Knicks are coming in and still fighting and still trying to find their way now that they know which team and which players are going to be healthy going into the postseason. I mean, don't you want to try in that game?
This was like the game last night.
Try?
The Celtics were the Rangers last night. They got embarrassed on their home ice or home court.
A little different because the Celtics not fighting for seeding right now, where the Rangers still are.
The Flyers. I mean, come on.
And the Flyers had come in, you know, losing, 8 straight?
Yes.
So the Knicks were not. So it's a little bit different. Both
teams got embarrassed in their own building.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not different.
I've read the quote. I don't know if Jerry has the quote, but Joe Mazzulla said something along the lines of the Knicks were a desperate, desperate team last night, and we weren't.
Desperate.
But I'm like, desperate? I don't know. I got to hear the context of it. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but desperate? I mean, they're not desperate to get the 2 seed or the 3 seed or to stay out of the play-in. They're fine wherever they're going to be. I still would prefer to avoid the 76ers or the Miami Heat in the first round, if possible.
I'm not for both the Rangers and the Knicks. I don't give a damn who we play. I really don't. I am not. I don't want to hear this. I hear this all the time from Ranger fans. Oh, I don't want to play Tampa. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want to do that.
CeeLo.
You know what? You want to win. You know, you're going to have to get through some. You know, they're all tough, and it's the same thing in the NBA. They're all going to be tough. And because we know these teams so well, because we know the Heat, because, you know, we know, you know, who the Islanders are, we know who the Hurricanes are, it's going to be a pain in the ass no matter what. And most likely it's going to be 6-7 game series.
Yeah, from the Knicks standpoint, because in hockey it always seems to turn out like it's going to be a grind, and you've seen 8 seeds knock off 1 seeds. It happens a lot more because just the nature of the Stanley Cup playoffs is just it's I don't want to say it's a crapshoot, but it's such a grind. It's so intense. It's so physical that anything can happen. From a Knicks standpoint, if they're going to make this deep run, especially with all the exhausting minutes that these guys have had to have, I just don't want to start with the Miami Heat. That's going to be a grind every night. So to me, the best chance that they have for sustainability in the postseason to get as far as they can is to maybe, and no disrespect to the Pacers, but I'm sorry, you're not beating the Knicks in the first round. I just would rather have that series as opposed to Jimmy Buckets and Jimmy Playoffs and Playoff Jimmy coming up out of the coffin like the Undertaker and then having to deal with that in the first round. I just don't want that. Now, am I saying that I think the Knicks would lose that series? No. Am I afraid of those teams? No. I'm just trying to think practically of the best route for them to get to the NBA Finals includes a first round to get to the opponent that doesn't grind like the Heat does.
At the end of the day, you want them to stay in the 3 seed.
Yeah, I would prefer that. But if they end up the 2 seed, then they end up the 2 seed.
I doubt they're going to end up the 2 seed because, you know, the Bucks, they'll win their 2 games, I think.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, unless
the Bucks don't want to play, possibly the Heat.
You think they're going to throw the last couple of games? Doc Rivers says, let's throw these games so we get the Pacers instead of
maintenance days.
Miami or Joel Embiid.
Maintenance days.
Maybe. I mean, I the way that they've been playing, though, down the stretch, and obviously Giannis is not going to play in these games until the postseason, but they need to just start playing good basketball.
Well, they've won their last two, and they play great without Giannis.
Right. So they need to keep that momentum going into the playoffs. I can't imagine that Doc Rivers is going to be like, you know, let's sit Lillard. Let's kind of just chill out and see what happens these last two games because the three seed's better than all. I think we as fans think about that stuff. I don't think that the players are at all when they go into this game. Like, I don't think that Tibbs and Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo and all these guys were like, you know, maybe we shouldn't beat the Celtics tonight because we'd rather have the Pacers. That's not going through their mind, especially the way they've played this year.
Right.
They're probably like, hell, I want Miami if that's the way that pans out. Those sons of bitches knocked us out last year. Give them to us right now. Let's take them out right in the first round. They're probably thinking that. I'm just thinking from a fan standpoint that you know that Heat series, if it were to happen, would just be exhausting.
That's the beauty of the playoffs. That's why you want your team in the playoffs, so you can go through these ups and downs and these feelings. And like I am right now, like, so disgusted at the way that they played, the Rangers played last night. I'm like, they better come out tomorrow, and they better win this game tomorrow, and they better win against Ottawa. I mean, they have got to finish strong, and Laviolette's got to get their heads out of their asses, especially when it's 5-on-5. Can't always rely on the power play. Power play is unbelievable. It may be the greatest power play I've ever seen in Ranger history. But you can't just live on that alone. You have got to score 5-on-5. And there's got to be scoring that comes through the entire lineup. It can't just be six guys. Everybody's got to participate. And you can't just be skating around like it's Ice Capades. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to dig in, man. This is the time to dig in. This is where they didn't dig in last year, man. I'm telling you, and I'm not liking what I'm seeing. I certainly didn't like this performance last night, especially coming off of that, you know, loss to the Islanders and that horrendous first period out at UBS. I'm like, what is this? Is this team going to finish the season on a high note, or is it going to, you know, limp into the playoffs?
So I saw last night the Islanders hosted Evan Roberts and Sean Morash, much like they have done with us and me and Sal and others. So those guys ended up going to the game. They gave Sean a jersey with his name on the back. He did not put it on. However, there is video of him because in one of the periods, John Ledecky brings down the people in the box to sit right on the glass. There's video of Sean Morash standing up and celebrating an Islander goal last night.
And what the F is going on with these idiots around
because
here? Honestly,
you can't help but get wrapped up in it when you go. You can't help but to get wrapped up in it.
No, I go and I don't get wrapped up in anything.
But you're you. You've played in a Super Bowl. These guys have not come close to anything like that. When they come down to the ice and they're sitting on the boards, probably the best seat they've ever had in their lives, and they're sitting next to the very, very passionate and infectious personality owner, and then you watch a goal go in 2 inches from your face, you got to stand up and celebrate it. So I'm actually...
What is wrong with Morash now?
Well,
I know Sal has been completely overtaken. He acts as if he hasn't been overtaken.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that he's moved to New Jersey, you know, he'll be a Devils fan before, you know, too long.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody over there will call him up and offer him free tickets.
Probably. Yeah. And he will take them.
I mean, I thought Morash was hardcore.
Well, he did tweet out, hey, thanks for the Islanders for being such a great host and everything, but you're not going to sway me. But there's video of him standing up and cheering.
And cheering, really.
Yeah, standing up and cheering.
What are we doing around here?
A team that just beat his team a couple nights ago on Tuesday and is playing them again on Saturday. He's in the building, sitting behind the glass, standing up and cheering for the Islanders. So
did he yes, yes, yes as well?
I don't know. I don't know if he banged the drum or yes, yes, yes. I have no idea.
Man, damn drum bangs the whole freaking game. That is annoying.
Yeah, well, when you get up to 3-0 lead like you did on Tuesday, you hear that drum just a little bit louder. A little bit louder. Boom, 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 boom,
mm-hmm.
boom, 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 boom.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. Jerry Recco is here. We're wearing our same sweatshirts that we were gifted yesterday.
I told you I would.
Yeah, I didn't remember that, but I usually wear the stuff right away when I get it.
I got to be honest, Boomer. Mine's nicer than his. Kind of pops.
You're saying that the yellow is nicer than the gray?
I think there's a... Yours is great.
Yeah.
Mine pops.
Boomer really despises the color yellow.
I know he's wrong on this. Boomer's right on most things. He's wrong on this.
I don't despise the color yellow. I just think that, you know, on TV, yellow is not becoming of you. That's
all. I think actually is very becoming of me. I might actually go to this color permanently.
And maybe that is like that's like a muted yellow.
That's what I said yesterday.
It's not like that yellow shirt that you used to wear on TV, which was brutal.
I wore it once.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. What's your take on this color that Jerry has on? Does it work well on television or not?
Yeah, it's better than white.
Okay.
It's a little off-white, beige. White doesn't work well on TV, so.
Beige?
Yeah, it looks beige.
That's beige. Not beige.
It's yellow.
It's either yellow or cream.
I'll show you yellow. 21.
All right.
Is this going to be a picture of me, Stephen?
Yeah.
That's not yellow.
That's not yellow.
That's olive.
That's like...
You colorblind, Stephen Walter?
That's the wrong picture.
I might be.
That's a great shirt.
That's not... The collar's too big, Jerry. For the tie.
What do you mean the collar's too big for the tie?
Man, oh man, you got
a lot of...
But you're
a pain in the ass.
A lot of criticisms, man. It's almost impossible.
Jerry, I'm just
we
trying to
We all
don't
have Charles Tirrett on our speed dial.
I told you I could take care of that for you.
God almighty.
And I did
good,
take
good
care of...
Good shirt right
did
there.
Did I not take care of it for you?
You did.
By the way, Victor Talbot, too.
Him, too. That's exactly right.
A bit more expensive. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jerry, let's get you out of this wardrobe hell and let's get into the update.
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Flag and Anthem, real close for real life. We'll start with the Knicks last night because they went into Boston and they beat the Celtics a lot more than the final score would show.
Brunson gets to reset here. Two of the screen, Brunson fires. Brunson hits a three-pointer. The Knicks pouring it on. They're up 19 now.
Yeah, they clobbered the Celtics through the first three quarters. Wound up winning 118-109. And I don't know if you guys talked about the Knicks at all in the beginning. But
we did.
Celtics started their guys. It wasn't like everybody rested.
I made sure to point that out, and Boomer was poo-pooing this victory.
I didn't say that they were playing at 100%, but they did play their guys.
That was a melon spot.
He's got his ball hammock underwear and a knot over there over the Rangers.
Understood.
And he doesn't want to even give his other favorite team any credit this morning. I don't understand.
For 2 years, I've been all over Jalen Brunson saying that he's been the best point guard
that has nothing
had
to do with your take on this game.
And he has shown it time and time again.
What does that have to do with your take on this game?
I mean, basically, the Celtics took all their guys out in the third quarter. They didn't make a run in the fourth quarter. This thing was an oh-by-the-way game.
Right, so
they just wanted the guys to run up and down the court.
Oh-by-the-way?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
When you start your guys and you're playing the Knicks, it's not an oh-by-the-way game. This is the way you look at it. The Celtics started their guys, and the Knicks beat them so bad, they were like, why the hell are we even going to be in this game? It's a blowout.
It's good to know that we could do that again.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, here was
you go.
This was Brunson on TNT saying the Celtics, whoever that was on the floor, never quit.
We found the way to win. Obviously, they're making their run all the way through the end of the game. I mean, that's just how they're going to play. That's their culture. We got a lot of respect for them. So,
is that Carmelo?
I mean,
in the
we
background?
Made it more plays at the first.
I don't think it was.
I think it was Carmelo.
We found the way to win. Obviously, they're making their run all the way through the end of the game. I mean, that's just how they're going to play. That's their culture. We got a lot of respect for them.
I don't think it was him, but I see where you're going.
Are you sure?
I am. Well, no, I'm not sure.
I think it was him.
I am not sure. Maybe it was him, but I doubt it. Here is Joe Mazzulla. He knows his team didn't play hard enough, but a really tough spot for his club.
I did not like the effort level in the first half, but like you said, I think it's just a tough spot to be in. You know, I think I thought our guys have handled that as best as they could. And you ran into our last two games against two teams that are highly, highly desperate. And as much as we want to be able to simulate that, that's just not the position that we're in.
Why are the Knicks desperate?
Yeah, this is why I brought this up. And I said I read the quote. I need to hear the quote.
It's weird.
Now that I hear the quote, what is he talking about? Does he have any idea what's going on in the rest of the Eastern Conference?
Does he have any idea what's going on? Yeah, I mean, his team has basically kicked everybody's ass, so he can say whatever he wants to say.
No, in the rest of the Eastern Conference. No, he can't.
Yeah,
he's taking a shot. Man, you really hate the Knicks today.
His team,
it's unbelievable. Because your team lost to the Flyers, it doesn't mean you have to hate on everybody else. Why don't you defend the Knicks and say they're not desperate?
I want the Knicks to get the 50 wins, and by the way, the Celtics have 62 wins.
Yeah, so he's obviously not paying attention what else is going on in the conference. The Knicks are not desperate. The Knicks aren't desperate. It's an insult for him to say that they are.
I would say, yeah, I want them to be at least the 3 seed. So they have to win because they have the Cavaliers and the Magic right on their ass.
Okay.
But so that's not desperation.
No, it's not. Desperate's not the right word.
Exactly.
And I want to see a little desperation out of the Rangers tomorrow.
Oh, my God. This is going to be one of those days. I'm going to bring up OJ, and you're just going to be like, I felt like I got a knife to me last night because of the Flyers. I mean, Jacob Trouba out there is reminding me of Ron Goldman. Just dead.
Jeez.
I mean, that's what's going to happen all day, isn't it? All day. I'm not going to be able to get to any other topic without you pivoting back to the fact that your team lost. Man, oh man.
The desperate Knicks are one game ahead of Cleveland for third, one game behind desperate Milwaukee for second.
Now they play the desperate Knicks Nets, right?
And Nets tonight. Very desperate, yes. You also had, if you're not paying attention, like some might not be, what's going on in the West?
Chris Paul gets the screen from Podziemski. Left wing, pull up, triple. Bouinites! This one's over. 190. It's a left wing three for Chris Paul.
And that was Warriors Radio. 192. They beat the Blazers. So if you're not paying attention, the Warriors have won 9 of 10. They're going to be in the play-in game, likely against the Lakers. Adam Schein on SiriusXM Radio, upset that the NBA have let Steph Curry and the Warriors get hot.
You morons. You dopes. You buffoons. On the heels of watching the football world allow Patrick Mahomes to get hot. How in the world is this happening again with a superstar who transcends a sport?
And Steph Curry. So that seems to be the idea that they were dead and buried in their back.
In the middle of a goddamn playoff race.
And that, yes. So there you have it from the NBA. Before I get to your Rangers, I will do your Mets.
And the pitch to McNeil. Swing a ground ball hit fair down the first baseline and rolling towards the corner. Alvarez around third. He comes to the plate. McNeil trying for second. He'll get there standing as the throw's cut off by Ozzie Albies. Back-to-back doubles for the Mets, and it's 5-0.
And that was Pat McCarthy on WCBS 880. They clobbered the Braves 16-4.
It was beautiful,
yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I mean, that was a thing of beauty yesterday. And look at the New York Mets winning back-to-back series now on the road, away from the negativity of New York.
All starting with the win over Detroit, of course, to salvage that back end of the doubleheader. But yes, McNeil was good. Brandon Nimmo doubled, tripled, drove in a couple, scored a couple of runs. Here was McNeil. Good win, good series win.
Another good team. You know, it's going to be a battle every single time we play them. And
Hopefully we're fighting for that top spot in the division. So every game against them matters.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that really would be something. And by the way, there's a bar on the Sunrise Highway service road that Doc Gooden was at yesterday, right near my house, called Cans with a Z. And Doc Gooden was
doing an appearance or just enjoying himself?
No, he was doing an appearance and he was signing some stuff for the patrons of Cans. And also, I wanted to bring up because he's ramping up for the big day on Sunday. It's going to be 70 and sunny.
Yes, it is.
At Citi Field on Sunday. A beautiful day. So if you're on the fence about maybe going, I think it would be a tremendous thing to witness at 16 get retired forever.
The Mets are playing better now.
Yep, okay. Absolutely.
This is in Bohemia?
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, so this isn't a strip club. This is a sports bar.
No, it's a sports bar.
Like Hooters, I guess, is what the play on.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for him. Hope he signed a lot of memorabilia.
Yeah, Jay Horowitz with Doc Gooden at Cans. honey, you want to put a sweater on?
Oh, it's funny. So tonight the Mets face the Royals. Luis Severino taking on Michael Wacha. You think the Royals, whatever. Well, not so much.
The 1-0 pitch. Her ball sliced high in the air, deep right field. Wynn pushes it back. Tucker turns around. It's out of here. Into the Royals bullpen. An opposite field two-run shot for Bobby Witt Jr. It is a first-inning onslaught at Kauffman Stadium.
They scored 9 runs in the first inning and beat the Astros 13-3. Swept the Astros. Indeed, one game behind the A's in the AL West. That's how poorly the Astros have played, and the Royals have won 7 straight games. So no joke this weekend, Mets and Royals at Citi Field. The Royals.
Coming in to Citi Field, one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Think about that, Al.
Love the Royals. 1980s baseball.
George Brett.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
Any shot you could tell us who the manager of the Royals is right now?
No.
Not even going to try.
Nope.
I mean, I have zero clue.
Isn't it? I'm not even sure myself. Isn't it Quartaro?
Joe Quartaro?
Isn't it Matt Quartaro? Isn't that who it is?
You got it, Jerry. Matt Quartaro.
Is it Cutter or Qatar?
No. It looks like Quartaro.
That's it. He was a guy that was in the mix. Like, I think the Mets interviewed him. Maybe this cycle or one of the cycles that they had.
They didn't hire him because we would have a hard time pronouncing it.
No, right. Clearly not. In Cleveland,
be a bitch for Pete Hoffman. Boy, let me tell you. Jesus,
freaking tongue would get in his way.
Like he could clean himself like a cat does with that tongue. He doesn't even need to shower.
Oh, by the way, I was checking our 5-borough bike tour. He backed out.
Did he really?
Backed out. And I was checking Zoo's fundraising. I'm not happy with where Zoo is right now.
A lot of half-assery.
A lot of half-assery going on right now.
Damn.
We got 23 days.
We here. Is Zoo still doing the ride?
He's still on the list.
Okay.
We're outside. All right. Baby!
Didn't Hoff do it last year?
Hoff did it last year and told me, he had the greatest time of his life and everything's good. And then in passing, sometimes we pass those guys after we finish our show and they're getting ready to do their show. And
Dan Jones. Speaking of raising money for Team Boompah, yes. I want to throw that out there again. That's Sunday, April 28th. I believe we're going to start at 2 p.m.
Oh, nice.
Port Lee Villager guest bartending. They're calling it the Spring Fling for CF.
Nice.
There at the Port Lee. Sunday, the 28th. It'll be in the afternoon, either 2 or 3. I'll update it as it comes along, but I'll be guest bartending. We're going to have a great day. We're going to raise a ton of money for Team Boompah for the 5-borough bike tour.
Thank you very much, man. Yeah. My man Dave Anderson's doing a great job. Chris Patera is doing a great job. Sydney's a little light right now.
I saw Dave Anderson riding his bike in his Team Boomer gear that you was given last year. Man, man, it's like a hot dog on a bike when I see him. He's like built like that. He's got that same
I feel like a hot dog.
He's like he's so tan and he's got the bald head.
Yeah.
And his skin complexion is that of a hot dog.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he's just, I'm like, hey, look at that. It's a hot dog in a... in cycling gear. Oh, he's the man, though.
I don't understand why, Hoffman, who had the greatest time of his life, basically just in passing. He's like, you know, I'm like, what?
He told me his ass hurt.
Yeah, but you got to, because he wasn't prepared correctly.
No ass pad?
Well, he's got to be prepared, that's all.
Yeah, no.
And now he learned, and, you know, he's so excited about doing it this year, and then literally last week told me, he said, oh, you know, I'm out. I'm like, really?
BT's been jamming it up his A-gap since he's been his producer, so no wonder his ass is a little sore.
You tell me you're in, I expect you to be in. Oh, yeah. You tell me like a month out that you're out.
Yeah, he doesn't realize the protocol there.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
What
he should have told me is last year, hey, I had a great time. I appreciate it. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me. It's great. Not, hey, I had the greatest time of my life. I can't wait to do it again next year. It's going to be awesome. And then a month beforehand, just back out.
Yeah, it's bad.
Now, I don't know. He may have some other personal thing that he has to do, and he realized that it, you know, fell on the same day. I don't know that. But I couldn't understand what he was saying. The tongue got in the way.
Bad look. That's for sure.
Can't do it.
Rangers lost to the Flyers 4-1, as you guys have gone over. Back-to-back losses for the Blue Shirts. The Islanders win yet again. On the way out, I'll give you Chris King, the game winner from Kyle Palmieri.
Brock Nelson in Montreal ice, dances to the high slot. Nelly loads the gun to Palmieri right in the net. Sharp angle, shoots. He scores! Kyle Palmieri makes it goals in four straight games! As New York takes it 3-2, and they are out to mob the Long Island native in a sea of blue jerseys.
So they win 3-2,
Where's Marash? Is he
7
down
of 8.
In the corner cheering somewhere?
No, Marash. I don't think he was down that period. Yeah,
isn't he a Ranger fan?
Yeah, well, Evan and Marash got the John Ledecky owner's box treatment last night, and they gave Marash a jersey, which he did not put on. He said thanks for the treatment, but there's a video from a fan that was watching them watch the game of Marash when the Islanders scored when he was down on the glass, because Ledecky will bring you down for one period on the glass. When the Islanders scored right in front of him, he stood up and cheered. Yeah. Yep, got wrapped
up. What is
up.
Going on?
They're pathetic. I'm telling you.
Holy cow. Yep. Devils beat the Maple Leafs 6-5, and they got to finish the first round of the Masters this morning. Then the second round starts. I guess the guys go on the course at 7:50. The second round, though, starts at 8 on the first hole. Bryson DeChambeau was 65 yesterday. Scottie Scheffler is 66. Tiger's 1 under. I think he's got to go to 14 to finish. He's got a few holes left. So, yeah. What's up? Did I do something?
No, you did not do something. Just a text message I received, and I couldn't hold my smile back. That's all.
Okay, got it.
All right. Yes, this is the Tiger got a bad break, though, man, because he was playing really
well. He was playing terrific.
And now he's got to play more than 23
holes today.
What
do you mean?
But I think he's Tiger Woods.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
This was fun.
Look at the win, man.
Yeah, it was rough. It really was.
You know what I'm talking about. The fact that his body is not held up. He's got to walk. It's the second day.
The question I would have, and I don't know the answer, is how much time is he going to have?
He's got to walk.
An hour. I heard an hour.
In between an hour, a full hour?
Just being contrarian to be contrarian. Yesterday, you went on this whole thing about how your legs go, man. When they go, it's so hard, and Tiger's legs have gone and reconstructed all this stuff.
True.
Now I bring up the same point that we were talking about yesterday. And you're rolling your eyes at it. Get over the Flyers loss, will you? For God's sakes, separate what happened last night with the Flyers to the show this morning, because you're pissing me off. It's a Friday. I want to have a good day. Don't be contrarian rolling your eyes at a point that you made yesterday that I was hammering home today because your hockey team lost.
How old is Tiger Woods?
48, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, we're acting like he's Jack Nicklaus out there. He's not Jack Nicklaus. He got in his 40s.
A car accident where they actually had to like reconstruct his leg.
And what else? And he's got a bad back, and he's got
seven surgeries, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
He's a mess physically.
It's actually amazing he's out there.
I mean, I think that's a reasonable take that a lot of people have had, that it caught a bad break, that the round had to end yesterday, and now he's got to play more than 18.
Oh, whew.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, look how he's in shape. He looks in shape.
You're right. When the Rangers suck, Boomer sucks.
I mean, boy, hard. Like a mealy. Jesus. Like a black hole. Everybody's getting sucked right into that thing.
You guys suck.
All right. Boomer and Gio coming to you live from the Built Ford Dove Studio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All righty, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. So yesterday, I was sent a picture from our Bangladesh call center, and I was also receiving text messages asking why this particular person was here yesterday. And I thought I should bring it up to you guys, because I think it's a little interesting.
Is this a new program director we're talking about now?
Schlub check. Well, not really, but in that same topic, yes. So we had talked yesterday about how Stu Gotts was out.
Yeah.
And how he was not going to be the PD, and we spoke to him on the show yesterday, and he talked about it with Lebatard yesterday. So in the afternoon, guess who was walking around the Bangladesh call center with Chris Olivero? None other than former program director, a man who the newsroom is named after, Mark Chernoff.
I am the tiny tot of the kilowatt.
Wow, so Marky Mark was back in the building, huh?
He was.
Curious.
Wow, that's... that's kind of strange.
Curious timing, don't you think?
Man, you know, he's an opening. You know what he's doing. He's trying to jam himself right in there.
Yeah, do you want to go get lunch? I'm hungry today.
Yeah.
I heard Stu Gotts bailed. Let's go get a bite, me and you.
Wow. This is what I think's happening. You ready?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, man.
And this comes back.
He's coming back to a different place. I can tell you that right now. We run this place now.
Yeah, Sal screaming at him, I'm the professional! This is what I think, and this is my opinion. This comes from no facts. This is my opinion.
Scuttlebutt. This is not scuttlebutt.
This is not scuttlebutt. This is my opinion. My opinion is that Lame Duckskin is so desperate to get out of here. He has already packed up his office. He has gone to Philadelphia 15 million times. He is desperate to get down there and do the show, and I don't blame him because...
why? Because it's the NBA playoffs, and it's the Sixers.
Well,
and the
he's decided
thing.
He doesn't want to be here, and he wants to be there, and this has gone on for months now, and he wants to go. So if I were him, and I didn't want to be somewhere, and wanted to be somewhere else, I'd probably want to go, too. So he's so desperate to get out of here that he's like, I can't. Just let me go. Let me... like a rehabilitated bird that you kept in the cage, and finally it can fly. You know, and then boom, you just... let it go and it flies away. Like, that's basically what's going on with Lame Duckskin. So I think that Olive, being the kind man that he is saying, Lame Duckskin, go down to Philadelphia. You're useless here now for me, and I'm going to bring in Chernoff to help the new guy transition.
Or it's an interim situation.
Oh, my
until
God.
Until they find one.
I don't think it's that.
Actually think that Chernoff's going to come here as interim?
No, it's not what I said.
No.
No, I don't. I think they're going to hire somebody, but there is a lengthy
transition period and a getting to know the job thing.
So you think
that Chernoff did with Spike for like 2 months. So lame duckskin is you could He's smell gone. The rubber coming off of his car.
Yes.
He wants to get out of here. His office is packed up. He's done. He's going to be at Boomer and Geo Live 3 in Jersey City at White Eagle Hall, which we love, and we're so happy that he's going to continue that and produce that and be there with us. But otherwise, he wants to be hosting that show.
He is totally checked out.
So, I don't want to say that, but he wants to go. It's because that's not totally fair to him. But he wants to get to Philadelphia. He wants to get to Philadelphia. Okay. So I think what's going on is...
Do you think we'll ever talk to him again?
I will. Not a lot, but I will.
Right.
I think what's happening is bring in Chernoff to help in a transition period for the new guy, because Chernoff did the job for so long, could give you a heads up, did a great job getting Spike ready for it. So that's what I think is going to happen. I don't think Chernoff...
See, I always think that it's...
I'm not screwing around.
I always think it's a little weird bringing a guy back that has his name on the wall.
But for just, a transition
it's a weird,
period,
it's a weird deal.
He's not the interim.
I mean, he's not like Billy Martin, like he's coming back.
I just think he's going to come back and help. You know how like the old manager or whoever becomes, or an old GM becomes the a consultant in the organization, that type of thing?
Yes.
Like Terry Collins was there for a while. I think that's what's going to happen. That would make sense to me. But him coming in as a interim to until they find somebody, that won't be the case. This will just be like, he'll be an advice guy. You know, hey, look for this. Heads up here. This guy's an ass. This guy's not an ass. You know, like that type of thing.
You know, I got a text yesterday in regards to, actually an email, in regards to the program director job here and what went down here yesterday. And one of our loyal listeners, a very smart guy. You know, and it's a guy.
Anthony in Belleville?
No. He's a guy. I don't want to put his name out there, but he's a guy that's in the business. He does listen quite a bit to us. And he sent me a legitimate email that was serious about who he thinks should be the program director. And he's been listening to the radio station for a long time, knows all the inner workings and everybody here. I know him, you know, personally, and he is a... He's a top end.
All right, we got it. So what did he say?
Good morning, Boomer. Hope all is well. I suggest WFAN consider CeeLo for the program director position. Here are the virtues, and this is from a loyal listener, viewer perspective: smart with common sense, sports knowledgeable, experienced, good work ethic. He's a leader. He's a team player. He's passionate. He's respectful and courteous. And then, of course, he says, stay well. And he has this little thing that he always says to me.
Yeah, I mean.
And then I sent back to him.
Hold on a second. First of all.
What?
You can't. One, there's two major things you left out of there. CeeLo, passive-aggressive social media.
Hold on. I'm just getting to this point.
Okay.
I responded to that email.
Yeah.
By the way, also goes passive aggressive on social media.
Yeah, and
with an exploding head
and stormed out on an altercation.
Yes,
on the air,
and then he sent back to me. He goes, "Well, then, as they say in Brooklyn, forget about it."
All right, see, so
I mean, but that's from a loyal, hardcore, professional listener.
Wow,
who I respect his, you know, I do respect his opinion.
I have other things I can do. I can go
then
get
go
audio.
Freaking
right.
Do them.
Very good.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it
in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.